KMAN.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Riley County Emergency Management Director and Fire Chief Pat Collins. Appreciate him being here today. We're going to lead off with him so he can get on to some other business he needs to attend to. Those with questions or comments, as always, the phone lines are open, 537-1350, toll-free, 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at 1350-KMAN. And I think we wanted to lead off talking about sirens. I guess there were some questions recently, Pat, over that, and we'll let you explain.
Well, there was some questions about the sirens last week during the tornado warning. And the questions all surround, okay, you set the sirens off for tornado warning. The storm appeared to be in Ogden, and why did Manhattan sirens go off? And then why did they continue to go off several times? So I just wanted to brief the people out there that because Manhattan and Ogden are so close, we set those sirens off at the same time, and it's hard for us to say, okay, the siren's going to come up to the Ogden city limits and stop and not go into Manhattan. So we want to continue to give people adequate warning. So that's why we do that, and the button that we have for that actually sets both those off. The reason we do it multiple times is we're in a somewhat transient community. We have an interstate. We have several major highways. And so when we notify people via the sirens, they only go for 3 minutes and then they shut off. So if the warning continues for 20 or 30 minutes, then we try to do this about every 5 to 10 minutes. We hit that siren again for people that have come into the community or didn't hear it the first time or whatever. And I wanted to remind people that there is no all clear warning for sirens. If the siren goes off again, that means continue to take shelter, seek information, and monitor your local media, things like that.
That was we've already had our first real close call, I'd say, for this season. And, you know, just some of your thoughts as to how everything went and according to plan, as much as you can plan those kind of things.
Well, I think the good part was we got adequate notice several days in advance about the storms coming in and what the intensity was going to be, so you could do some planning. And then, of course, we get really good information now from the Weather Service. And there are several ways that we monitor not only the Weather Service but all the surrounding communities. We have NWS chat, and then we have statewide radio system that we can monitor that all the other emergency managers around use. So we kind of know what's coming and what they've experienced. And then we share that with the people on to the east most of the time.
Another topic that you wanted to discuss a bit today has to do with ISO, Insurance Services Organization, and some new things that are in play that way.
Well, occasionally get reviewed by the Insurance Services Organization. They rate fire departments across the nation, and it's based on, okay, the best fire department in the nation does this, and they get the one rating, and then it goes up to a 10 rating, which basically means that there isn't adequate fire protection in the area. Back in 1991, we were looking at this, and we were a 10 clear across the county. So as we worked on it, that we had a group of citizens came into the commission in 91, 92, and said, hey, we want better fire protection. So we started investing more in the system. We actually raised the taxes up slightly. I think the taxes went up $32 a year, and it's still under – it still was around $50 a year for each $100,000 residence. So as we went up, we were able to reduce the insurance for people like 28%. So we may have saved them $100 by raising the taxes by $32. And so we continue to build the fire department over the years, and then we've got a new review based on the 2013 ISO standards. And ISO standards changed a little bit, so our the pumping capacity on some of our trucks don't meet that capacity. So we got good ratings on all but four stations, and actually reduced the insurance premiums again for those areas, that, depending on what insurance company they have. There are some insurance companies that don't use ISO, but there is a large group that do. And so we still had four that we need to work on. We need to continue to build on, and we need to put a different truck in there that'll pump and meet their requirements.
Sounds like a balancing act a bit.
It is. It's hard to say. We met their requirement before. Now they've changed their requirement, so now we need to continue over the next 3 or 4 years to try to build up those four stations and get those into the end of line with the rest of the stations.
While we have you in today, too, I know we continue to hear a lot about this new radio system, and you continue to work on it. Eventually we'll get it done, it sounds like, but just maybe an update. You continue to have meetings on that.
We do. We continue to have problems with the radio system. We had a fire up at University Park the other day, and my battalion chief got on scene, and we could hear the first two syllables of what he was saying, and then we lost it. So we didn't know if he was inside the house, if there were people in the house, or anything. And so we continue to have the problems all over the county. What we've done, though, is we've gone back, we've met with one of the contractors one of the vendors that have offered a bid, and we're trying to solidify that bid into what we actually need instead of what we want. I mean, we list everything that we currently have, but if we have the kind of coverage that we expect with the bid, then we may not need that many radios. So we've gone back saying this is exactly what we need for a minimum amount of radios, and this is we want to get that cost down as far as we can. And then we've met with them several times on the contract and what's in the contract and the payment schedule and a bunch of that. And we're getting ready to come back with an update to the commission with some really firm numbers now on what we think we need to come up with.
Still going to be pretty pricey regardless, isn't it?
It is pricey. It's back in 2005, it was for about half of this project was $1.5 million at that time. We're probably looking at more in the upper $6 million range and maybe lower $7 million range. But what it does is it covers us pretty much in any, 98% of the buildings in the county. Anywhere within 3 miles of that limit, because we do go just over the line in different places. The whole area there, Walmart and all that's in Pottawatomie County, so we have to be able to cover places that are just outside the city and just outside the county. So we're working on adequate coverage. I wouldn't want to live in that 2% area where I don't have coverage for fire department and law enforcement and EMS to talk on the radio. So I don't know who would, but there's going to have to be that. Now, what we're hoping for is that's in some pasture someplace, and we don't use that very often. So that's what we're shooting for.
Very good. Anything else? I know we could talk about all sorts of different things. What a wonderful opportunity to have you stop by on a Monday morning, but just anything else you're wanting to cover while you're here today, Pat?
No, I don't think so. We've got some things going. I know you're going to talk a little bit about the legislature later on, and I know we've got our things, and one of them is this is the second year in a row we've asked for some type of a code enforcement person, and we keep getting requests or information pushed down to us from the state saying, hey, we're not getting funding anymore. We need you guys to do inspections on buildings. So
looks like we might have a couple phone calls coming. All
right.
If you can stay just a bit longer. Go ahead, please, with your question or comment for Pat Collins.
Yeah, good morning. I was wondering, have you considered, maybe you've already talked about this, and I'm behind the curve, but I know there's some areas that have gone to are using cell phones. They can get a mass ring. They can get 300 people one ring on a cell phone. They can hook them all together and have them talking. I don't understand why we couldn't go to a system like that. That's not going to be millions of dollars. You can, if you get with a Verizon or one of these major companies and work out a plan, they can work out a plan for you. You can talk back and forth on those. Then it's private. When you do this stuff over the air and it's monitored, the whole world knows about it. But the cell phones would be private. You could have private conversations, and I hear the police, they call me on your landline or call me on your cell phone. They don't want it over the air. I think we should take a look at this. We have to think ahead, not backwards. We don't have crank phones anymore. We have cell phones. I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the phone call, Pat.
No, I think you're right, and part of the bid that we have includes push-to-talk capability on cellular phones. It's not the primary use because we are limited and we have to provide some information. We can't encrypt some of our main channels because of statutory limitations, but we are looking at that as some of our system. And both the vendors that we talked to did provide us bids and have applications that are cellular-based for push-to-talk.
We do have another phone call. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for all your efforts and your study on this. Is this a radio going to meet the new federal standards? And I've used cell phones all over the county, and there's a lot of dead spots unless you go with AT&T. And even with that, I can't get cell phone service in any of the basements of any of the churches anywhere around of course, that's in the town here. But thank you for looking after us.
Well, and I know our barn doesn't get cell service, and Pat knows that too. Unfortunately, he's been out there a time or two. But anything to add on that note, Pat?
No, I agree. And that's the same problem we have. We have the radio system we have. We can't get into buildings at all, and basements are even worse. Yes, it does. It actually exceeds the current standard, and we're looking forward toward the new FCC standard for radio, so that it meets and exceeds that standard, too.
Appreciate the phone calls. Anything else before we wrap up today, Pat? Appreciate them.
I think that's it. Thanks.
Again, Pat Collins with us today, Riley County Emergency Management Director and Fire Chief. We'll take a break and we come back. Kansas Farm Bureau Board Member and also Pottawatomie County Rancher and Farmer Glenn Bronco with us next. And you're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf plus